Shodu Clenagale, as Shema Hatton you say, Ia Hebel. My name is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present this programme, Clenagale, which is a bilingual one because it includes the English language, as Ti Golstiachnis a Gilg, and it also includes the Manx Gaelic, Chinian Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannachtan Dhu Rish. Thomas Wilson was much loved during his long episcopacy as Bishop of Soda and Man from early in 1697 to 1755, during which period he rarely left the island. Although he was closely associated with the Stanley family, relations between the Manx church and state became strained in the early 1700s. Heng mi erskil gyer liorish Virginia Woolf. As gede wel fissem nutta tachert se skilo liu kujach, on saar na gech en amwyd a bollach sigen na ti chitter, ten skil en misich tai on ta skenen teche. Ach ti begen ro yer, as mi skilen verleesach en son na san mi, hilsin ad mi na gede henna. There's a song in Manx about a serial killer who drowns young women, but he finally meets his match and duly meets his maker, Ilium Bach. We hear it performed by Barul. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, skeljena was dulish, Elian Vanning.
Asa tu yen geliam bocht, su i orum, harish a slug, kved there in lesh, ma as estation that fools me vaki cavil vanya ben vaki hine makito hayat bandulash and now in teru rosh the pressure and land drop shoe no snish kibi maki
to when I survive.
And that was the trio Barul with their version of Ilium Bach. Thomas Wilson was born in 1663 in Cheshire, and he went to school in Chester. At 18 he went to Trinity College Dublin, and there he took his degree. He was ordained deacon in Kildare, and then licensed as curate at Winnick, in the parish of his uncle, Dr. Sherlock. After ordination as a priest, he became tutor to James Stanley, the son of the 9th Earl of Derby, William Stanley. Earl William offered Wilson the living of Badsworth, a Yorkshire parish, but Wilson decided it wouldn't be right to accept a living in a parish where he wasn't going to be resident and wouldn't be performing the duties. When William Stanley wanted to make Wilson Bishop of Man, he first refused, but Stanley persisted, and finally Wilson did accept. He was made a Doctor of Divinity by the Archbishop of Canterbury and consecrated at the Savoy Church in London by the Archbishop of York, assisted by the Bishops of Chester and Norwich. A fortnight later, he was again offered Badsworth for its living, but again he refused. Crei bi yn o'r fawdwster, fa dors golyr dŵna. Fa siemyr gysiemyr haiad, lawr a law. Trogl nis o'n sien, fosla o'n sien, dyn o sigr, cobl sgenach. O'n sio deg sy'n ei, dŵrdys? Ys dŵrd ei, nis? O, ach o'n sio, nis? Te hws, rynni cronen. Asach era, dŵrd ei mor hanys. Ta cywn, dŵrdad, non y nimod y dygwsta. A chrawyd yr ensiw sy'n yn y gwsta. O, chraw. Tad dy hira. Tad tarn ryliad i y cyrn yn eich pech eniach, as mys o tanach dan les llai dwlyg na gaelia. Nes tad yng edne i ar eich fer elia les sigrys, cor stap er y ffen lai o'n soer na dwlyg. As eich, sgi jay llai, ffyddi dy gyn eich pech eniach iri, as gyn er y hon hyn, a tai leden follum, na dorsen yn siadw fforslet. Feg, ach na calmen yn celia cawega, nod rawn yn saioc. Here the Cornish band Sawenna sing about Jim Stacey. Hilary Coleman leads here in her own song.
So like corn will to me.
Soenna, with Hilary Coleman's song about Jim Stacey. As Cronen the William Woolley chit by an Raltus. Cren fair heg mis jag on shaw. Kirid wa mi giri feddin. Vam allow and follum. Fuddy de valley ho, sesh. Van the oolen salout. As m'saw sheesthrish. As a rare ho cune as veriu. Ach van lior dojum shees a fair. Ach, wat een edden ee, z'n uit chamer. Ne jijne wat ach peger bij rieuw vagen had. We kaasles ne oelen ragen ons kernen en onjeg, kaasles ne rozen. We oljen de duljigen glas a glanne. Tre rennert skoche z'n uit chamer, we tjouw boeien oel kurisch dauw. Ach, z'n tullig ergein, der ouwen Doris ne laai fazlich. Na scalia magita lair, na croche vai na bolachan, vai mullach a chiemer, crave on. Follum van a lauan em, hai scadu jay treslin harish of rat lair, as chibran stuna and tostage, ren the calmen calia tar nis a bolganega de fire. In April of 1698, Bishop Wilson was installed in St. German's Cathedral. He sought social discipline through the ecclesiastical courts, though this was something that was dying out elsewhere. In 1704 he presented 14 ecclesiastical constitutions to the clergy, and the preamble shows the intention of them, that we may not stand charged with the scandals which wicked men bring upon religion while they are admitted to and reputed members of Christ's Church, and that we may, by all laudable means, promote the conversion of sinners, and oblige men to submit to the discipline of the gospel, and, lastly, that we may provide for the instruction of the growing age in Christian learning and good manners. For the more effectual discouragement of vice, if any person shall incur the censures of the church, having done penance, shall afterwards incur the same censures, he shall not be admitted to do penance again, as has been formerly accustomed, until the church be fully satisfied of his sincere repentance. And now here's Scottish band Def Shepherd. Thank you. Scottish band visitors to Macroniac a few years ago, Def Shepherd. Dasiwn a nasiwn to Radio Fanning, a se Claire na Gaelt and Claire Shaw, Meryn Pín, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And Thomas Wilson's constitutions continue. A repeat offender shall not presume to come within the church, but be obliged to stand in a decent manner at the church door every Sunday and holy day, the whole time of morning and evening service, until, by his penitent behaviour and other instances of sober living, he deserve and procure a certificate from the minister, church wardens, and some of the soberest men of the parish, to the satisfaction of the ordinary, which, if he do not so deserve and procure within 3 months, the church shall proceed to excommunication. During these proceedings, the governor shall be applied to not to permit him to leave the island, and this being a matter of very great importance, the minister and church wardens shall see it duly performed under penalty of the severest ecclesiastical censures, and whenever any daring offender shall be and continue so obstinate as to incur excommunication, the pastor shall affectionately exhort his parishioners not to converse with him, upon peril of being partaker with him in his sin and punishment. Soucher. Soucher, soucher, ren groin a tai bula de meal. And tash the on luckage, a chamer. Hengt stapped al tajem er a groin. Ach, oh, rau shen and tash the on luckage. Shall it na sani, van salje er ljai er sul. Muise gere heish. Ach, ren de bilgen fi dorchus on skelstra vegacht na grenia. Go brau, go njau chagin, tummit de heishach fo'n echter, van skel ren mi shira riu laaste a chau chulu jain glonna. She bes van glonna, va bes na lai etherein, chitter a ren hojach, kiden de vlinten er de henna. Fregale a tai, Duna de chon no onigan, van a shameren jint dorige. Renne fegele, renne fegelish, haye mahui, shar, honike no rolegan chinde on spare jas. Hire a tie, hurea phone a dreaminen. Soucher, 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 ren groin a tie bula de manra. A song in Welsh now, Arwain i'r môr, the rivers running to the sea. This is Mîm Twm Llai.
Ti dal i ofyn lle mae'r afon yn mynd, is dal o'n cwrdd y lei a dal o fynd efo'r llu. A disgyrchiant A bod fi'n dweud geid i hwyl A cofia batlo dweud i fyny di chwil A bwys sal Wrth droi a droi Arwain i'r môr Mae'n arwain i'r môr o hyn
Mim tum llai arwain i'r môr. Sliats tan tastia. Tan ghia bwyrwch a sus an astl. Tan a bilgin croma as lubag a saws gasen. Ta skellen a nes drigga as dyrta mach ta cais a flia. Ach, ta skell a lampa tushum de girach fain onyig. Tan kainl lasted a rinus de rei. As ossens travega trud an tai, faslen onyigan, ginch mor hanish de chelia gin de ghusta shin, tan cobbles genach shira yaunasok. On shaw, renshin cadla, te grey. As te grey, yes, pagan nerskin kunta. Dus de savora, sailsha mar urgit masten a bilgin. Hoos, segera. Tre henka saura, on snyach de gyauri. Tan a dorsen guller duna sa fodich, bula de meal gorish groin cri. Nes nyadda ta chit, gustad der sola dorish. Tan ria lyagacha, tan ushia skira ons bainan urgit shisa glana. So the clergy themselves had to be scrupulous about those people who entered the church and intended to go forward and receive communion. The sixth constitution provided that the rubric before the communion concerning unworthy receivers thereof may be religiously observed. Every rector, vicar or curate shall first privately and then publicly admonish such persons as he shall observe to be disorderly livers. Such as will not by this means be reclaimed may be hindered from coming to the Lord's table, and being presented may be excommunicated. And if any minister knowingly admits such persons to the Holy Sacrament, whose lives are blemished with the vices of drunkenness, tippling, swearing, profaning the Lord's day, quarrelling, fornication, or any other crime by which the Christian religion is dishonoured, before such persons have publicly acknowledged their faults and solemnly proposed amendment, the minister so offending shall be liable to severe ecclesiastical censures. Now hear Scottish singer Fiona Mackenzie, A Furag's A Fura.
Yeah.
Fiona Mackenzie, a few rags, a furor. As regards offences under the Ecclesiastical Court between 1698 and 1726, presentments for non-observance of saints' days went down. Presentments for immorality, that's to say casual sex, adultery, living together, particularly having children out of wedlock, all generally referred to as fornication numbers stayed pretty much the same. But presentments for drunkenness and swearing went up. In 1714, Bishop Wilson had complained to the Convocation of the Clergy cases of drunkenness were not being presented, and he ordered that they were to be particularly enumerated among the offences for presentation. In connection with this, he called attention to what he described as the inconveniences and fatal consequences which attend the unlimited number of alehouses in all parts of this island, whereby many of the people are of late become not only tipplers, but also infamous for sottishness and drunkenness. He made official representations about this, announcing his intention of writing to the Honourable Governor, that he may confine the privileges of licences for selling ale to a select number. Tanasulianain chittave dorache, chanelsin clash and kesmed and lorin. Genelshin fagen benser scalia mache cloga skenach. Tanalauen ege kudacha londair. Gich te grey, pluchits en enelege. Carla de trom. Grai erne melenok. Saucha, 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 takria tai bula de mornach. Blinten liaura, te sagel. Rish. Towing edden me. Unshaw, ti grey ma murmur, machadla, segera lyai. Garachti, rola oolen salout. Unshaw, degshin and dasha. As utsen chroma sheest and saljeok cor far volley na hoolien, fosla. Saucha, 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 ta groin a tai bula de moor. As mish chit the way magush, tammy gaymach mach, oh well shaw and tash yon look at you, and salches a chriem. As the jar of shen and skeel yorish Virginia wolves, skeel and fillets achrichit. At this time of year we expect to hear the Bagadou, the Bagads of Brittany, taking part in the first round of the championship. However, that's been called off again this year. Here are Bagad Kemper and a danse plin. We'll be right back. Bagad Kemper, which has been the Penn Bagad in the championships most frequently over the course of the years. Diw stasiwn yn asiwn, Radio Fanning, a se clen y gael tyr y chlas yn cart nish, as mis tad y chebl, Robert Cotin Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
As nish sio diw sgil fo leisach, Lloris Sheila Elliot. Fo de law e cach, cair law yn ddwlyw cwjach, as odach y dwe ernyn jitrach eilio. Fech deg leisach ernyn mach sien. Delaw, lle jyn ebli doctor chyn y mach. Odach ferdiaw y fe erna rosyn ffoddi cwnt yn y sŵlionog, cerdiaw o'n sienys, mor dy bech at ffo glas rycheilio, ond sialyd fel len dy higalus as dy en, fy cor cwyrra glaca lawn. Och fech lle arn y cier lawn fe dy lŵr, cweg mer fai cach, strwga, Fi ar eich eilio. Oddech ydw fe ernyn rosyn. Sien dy gre, ros mae ren dy clysyn ega clasyn rydynach. Mae so, ren dy meilyn ec gleisiach dy lord. Eish, hank y tolach sien dy fe, feg, slwn o feg. Tosiwm o strai gyn sgwer, gys ffyr elio fy gair ter y chalid sien. Trefech o'n law sy'n amach ys law elia, choch le dy chwliw ryd. Offences and punishments in the ecclesiastical courts were set by statute. Conflict between church and state arose from Bishop Wilson's tendency to remit fines imposed by the ecclesiastical courts if the offender truly repented. However, the fines went not to the bishop but to the Lord of Man, so the bishop was in fact reducing the Lord's income. Thomas Wilson had also been chief commissioner negotiating the Act of Settlement of 1704 to set the Lord of Man's income from land and other rights in the island. By this time, Wilson's former pupil James Stanley had become the 10th Earl of Derby. He became that in 1702. And in fact, he felt he'd been diddled by the Act of Settlement and he blamed his erstwhile tutor, Thomas Wilson, for it. This alienation between bishop and lord crystallised eventually around an event beginning in 1716. A woman called Mary Hendricks was presented. She and her husband kept a drinking establishment in Douglas. However, it seems that Mary Hendricks was providing other services on the premises, and she was presented for fornication. And now here's Joseph O'Haney to introduce his song for us.
So they're cool, ladies. Oh, gus kishin lees, a tal yakal look loch, a kishin lees, tal yakal look loch, a kishin lees, a tal yakal look loch, a mission in the cool. Cool, a cream, a chatter, and he's got a home, cool, a cream, a chatter, and he's got a home. Cool, a cream, a chatter, and he's got a home, cool, stumps in the cool. La 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 shalom. Chola china charin yis kairahom kustam shenidol kola. Hola, Krina, Charin, Yiska, Jerome, Hola, Krina, Charin, Yiska, Jerome, Kolla kring no charin is kada gom kustam shenidur kolla. Dalda balda 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 day ra ditul nam day ra nam day ra ditul nam day ra nam day ra ditul 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 nam day ra nam day ra ditul nam day ra ditul nam day ra ditul nam day ra Kesh and he's a tatar and lo plagium, Kesh and he's a tatar and lo plagium, Kesh and he's a tatar and lo plagium, Mishen and Dulcola. Holo clean, not charin is cut on, Holo clean, not charin is cut on. Holo clean, not charin is cut on, Kostum Shinadulcola.
Sosa Fohaney and the Irish song Cunla. Mary Hendricks was found guilty by the ecclesiastical courts, but she wouldn't perform penance at all. And so eventually the church went to its final resort, excommunication. By this, no one in the community was supposed to have anything whatsoever to do with this person, quite apart from not being part of the body of the kirk, and so not being in a state of grace, should that person die. Mary Hendricks appealed against this, but she made her appeal to the Earl of Derby, the Lord of Man. Bishop Wilson pointed out that, by an ordinance of 1636, any appeal from the ecclesiastical court should go to the Archbishop of York. When the Earl of Derby summoned the bishop to appear before him to hear the case, the bishop refused to attend, because it wasn't an appeal properly constituted according to the ordinance of 1636. Nevertheless, in the absence of Bishop Wilson, James Stanley, the 10th Earl of Derby, fined the bishop £10 for contempt of court, and that fine was imposed at a hearing held on the 19th of February, 1718. Shilja tjolenach visenema skilfalesach shorskrut eg gen linning. Tasulian gurish daimonen mika de gyalorum kat rosh mavishin figela tjolen. Chalirach, ta fissem dene ishton. Riechit ne shieldnes chanodum ve shigernish. Ta ulyunus mullionem mersen ergitabe njau wachtel rish tamult jaur de lur lorishnish. Ach ta feme merfagnirish. De heilsige mage roetjen, a skriach, kroidjen a krauwen vo huilen Guinness, a wee dollig maag. Rauschen foam, me chor erbij. Tammy kor er a train golne smelje. As cholies tammy a chor stapper, tammy lima maag a saia genimmenach, as tammy rail as lurid en urden. Tammy drappel nuskus na reilichen, as tammy Thomas Diachons dorachus a tjolen, shira sulian gorish daimonen, as lies. Now, slightly after the event, I suppose, Brenda Wooten is singing about Sunday morning.
Day solvit and tea and granny, gall o day the o nam again, says a stout hyn a tom ha clos rebo the newn an pelis in e bys a ben peldres gwelis a ddifin ti a gaf ti an gwyddia so and boys, boys.
A song sung in Cornish by Brenda Wooten, that was De Sol Routine, Sunday Morning. Skeel for Lasax Jerry to Ní Shawl, Yorish Kate Fellows as the Enmasich. Quai ren e? Quai ren gaige ma egid? Tre hug mi fail de cronader, hur mi mach a firnius. Vad co obrach an inis dau shaws eschen, has vi cord au photograph an jau. Harau, an empshir, saisig a mach snai agnia bi, an edin ega ginnel as mean. Fy moer y rwchus, gyn aris. Ons ffyrin ys fi'n, ys ish tref a ffeis yn cwrdiwri, creu helio fawr djergl rish. Bishop Thomas Wilson did hold this appeal court in contempt because, as he pointed out, it had no jurisdiction. Any appeal should have gone to the Archbishop of York. Bishop Wilson never paid the fine, and nothing more seems to have come of it. But at that time, February of 1718, relations between the Manx Church and state remained in no better than an uneasy situation. Ach nish tashner jitkus jera chlair shaw. We finish as we began with the sound of the trio Barul, as they play a medley called The Wheel of Fire. So now from Clare na Gael, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Owl Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eivai machri eri oliu, as orts er lie, as my yeri and shared you.